Proclamation number 6027 of 18th of August, 1954. God's unusual grant of grace. You have an abundance of grace at your disposal, which is certainly sufficient to shape you into beings of light still on earth if you wanted to use it. And grace is also offered to you. Everything in earthly life approaches you such that it should be easy for you to direct your will such that all gifts of grace can become effective in you. But whether your will is correctly directed is determined by yourselves and therefore also the effectiveness of grace. No human being will be given meagerly. It is given to all in abundance, but whether the human being accepts it is up to him. But then it also determines the degree of maturity the soul has reached until its departure from earth. Your will cannot necessarily be directed correctly, but it will be so influenced by God that it could truly turn to Him. And therefore earthly fate is also a grace, so to speak, whether it is easier or more difficult for you to bear. For it can cause the human being to turn towards God, and thus it is an aid. A grace bestowed upon him. And God knows when the soul is capable of a change of will, for he alone knows the innermost impulses and will always make a particularly gracious appearance when the soul offers less resistance. And then even a minor occasion can rightly direct the will. God, whom it now suddenly recognizes. Then the human being is also aware of a special grace. Yet everyone could draw daily and hourly from the rich treasure of grace. Daily and hourly he could find his way to God, for God himself always meets the human being and stretches out his hand towards him. God's grace is to be received daily and hourly, because there is no moment in human existence when God's love does not let the light from above radiate to earth. Because there is no moment in earthly life when the human being is without spiritual guidance and all experience can let him find the connection with God. For God has made it his aim to win the human being's soul for himself. And therefore he will arrange everything such that the soul can enter the path which leads to him. Every guidance, every hint and every event offers a possibility, and therefore everything the human being encounters in earthly life is to be regarded as grace. Yet it depends on his will how he evaluates these gifts of grace. His will alone decides how long the human being will remain defensive despite all grace, how long his soul will still resist God's love and mercy and therefore be wretched. Amen.